Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, May 24th. I'm Ray Graff. Today on the show, we take a culinary journey to Belgium with the folks from Pica's Farm Table in Lake Katrine, New York. Luke and Pica Rolls, both born and raised in Belgium, recreate meals inspired by the European heritage, and they are here with recipes for quiche, Brussels sprouts, of course, waffles. The number to call with your Belgian food question is 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number, 800-348-2551. Belgian cuisine, your calls coming up on a Vox Pop Food Friday after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's a Food Friday, and today we take a journey to Belgium with the team from Pica's Farm Table in Lake Katrine, New York. In the studio are Luke and Pica Rolls, born and raised in Belgium. They have worked and lived in France and Italy. Their meals are influenced by the tastes they grew up with and are a true ode to their Belgian grandmothers. Their line of foods include quiches, vegetable tarts, soups, and of course, a pretty good selection of waffles. The number to call if you have a question about Belgian cooking, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you could tweet us at WAMCVoxPop or email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Again, the number is 800-348-2551, and after all, it's a call-in show, so call in. Luke and Pica, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Ray.
Hi, Ray.
So you're regular listeners at WAMC.
Absolutely.
Whenever we have time, whenever we are in the car, it's a little bit hard to listen to you in the freezer or
the refrigerator.
So you had the misfortune of hearing Food Friday. You know how
yes,
it works. Okay, good.
A little bit.
All
yes.
Right. Well, we'll talk about your establishment. We'll talk about the food you brought. Then we'll take some calls, and then it'll all be over. It's very simple.
Okay.
Pica, you'll want to get a little closer to the microphone before we start. There we go. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Our number here is 800-348-2551. All right. Before we get started with what you brought, and I got to say, it looks and smells beautiful. Tell me a little bit about what it is you do at Pica's Farm Table.
We're not a restaurant. We produce food in bigger quantities, and we sell them to restaurants, we sell them to stores, we sell them at farmers markets. Because you basically in the food industry, it's a challenge to keep your finances in balance, meaning the big orders we get from companies like Fresh Direct in the Bronx, in the city, they're big orders, but thin margins, whereas the farmers market allow us to balance that out.
Right. Very low overhead.
And also the farmers market is a safeguard for us to maintain our quality. Because you bet, if you sell to your customers at the farmers market and it isn't good, they come and rub it in your face the next week.
Not literally, I hope.
Well, they don't have to do it because we maintain our quality and our food standards, but I'm sure they will if we ever veer off course.
Now, this is an interesting business model. On Food Friday, we often have our restaurateurs on, and this is a little bit different. What brought you both to this idea, and why do this?
So we started the business in 2002, and we started with a line of quiches. That's how it all started. Because we couldn't find a good, delicious quiche in the supermarket in 2002 that was made with real ingredients, without any preservatives, without any mayo, without ingredients that we didn't understand.
You said mayo with quite a bit of scorn, I gotta say.
I do love mayo, but it's not needed in a quiche.
I've never heard it in a quiche. People actually put it in a quiche?
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, sacrilege.
So, indeed, so that's why we said to each other, why don't we start a line of quiches? My quiches were very popular in the family and with the friends. And so we dove very naively into this venture.
Why? I mean, have you had second thoughts?
No, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of administration. There is many rules and regulations and food safety concerns. So yes, you think it's very easy in the beginning, but there is a lot.
Did you know as a youngster that food would be part of what you did for a living?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No.
What did you want to do?
I've done many things in my life.
Well, I didn't say what did you do. What did you want to do?
Something that I enjoy doing every day. And this happened to be something that we really enjoy doing every day. Making meals that, you know, at the end of the day, in the evening, people will enjoy. And that is the greatest satisfaction for me.
Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm. I think food is in Belgium. Extremely important. It takes up a bigger slice of our Belgian lives than it does of the typical American
Why
life.
Why is that?
Don't know, but for instance, there are maybe because we're Burgundiers. How do you say that in English? Burgundy people who love food, who love... And up till this day, you still recognize our shopping cart at the supermarket from anybody else because there is no square things in there. There is no rectangular things in there.
It's That's
all,
funny.
It's all fresh stuff, and we make it from scratch. And that's what Pika's Farm Table food is also based on. We make everything from scratch.
We are joined today by Luke and Pika Rolls of Pika's Farm Table in Lake Katrine, New York. And we talk Belgian food on Food Friday today. 800-348-2551 is our number if you have a question. All right, in the script it says, you know, an ode to your Belgian grandmothers. What did you learn from your Belgian grandmothers as far as cooking goes?
Well, we cook together with them. Also, I cook together with my mother. You cook together with your mother. The quiches are an old recipe from her side of the family. It's a family tradition, the cooking. Some recipes are passed on, some aren't. The Belgian sugar waffle, I struggled with it for the longest time to make a good one. Why is that? Because flour is milled much finer here in this country than it is over there. Butter has less butter fat here than it has over there.
Very interesting.
So you take a Belgian recipe and it doesn't work. And we had to keep experimenting. And
Are you going for authenticity? In other words, you mentioned the butter is a little different here. The flour is milled more finely here. Mm-hmm. When you have graciously provided waffles to fun drives in years past, when you have perfected your waffle, is it close to what you remember back home?
It is definitely now.
It is very close. And right before we launched it, I even called up my brother and I said, "Hey, my frame of reference is
has changed.
Yeah, because I've been living here for a long time, and you better come over to check out those waffles." So he ate one in Brussels, flew over here, ate one of mine.
Well, there's a little bit of a pause there.
Gave his okay, and that's when I was sure that we were pretty close to how they were in Belgium. But for instance, what helped me with finalizing the recipe was an old cookbook from my mom, where she scratched out the buttermilk and wrote her secret ingredient.
Which you won't tell us, right?
No, which I won't tell you.
Well, thank you for that candor. I appreciate it. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Luke and Pika Rolls are here. All right, how do you say your last name? Because I'm Americanizing it. How would you say it?
Well, here in this country, they say Rolls. In my country, in Belgium, they say roules. In France, they say roels. And in Germany, they say roels. So I don't know what the exact
he
pronunciation is.
He listens to
is.
Any pronunciation.
All right. Yeah. So we'll just say roels then and
absolutely.
Call it, all right, yeah. Call it even. Once again, the number here is 800-348-2551. How long have you been in the States?
Since 1994. So that's almost half of our lives we have been here. Pika was involved with contemporary art in New York City.
Doing what?
I was selling art for an art gallery. Yeah.
So a bit of a shift of gears to do this.
Absolutely, yes.
A little more work, I would say, probably doing this,
yes.
Right? How much sleep do you get?
We don't get much sleep. We basically, now the season really starts with Memorial Day weekend. So we basically work 7/7.
Ooh.
And we stay in the kitchen as long as that oven is humming and stuff needs to be taken out of the kitchen.
And I understand that you provide things for our buddy Rick Orlando, who is a regular on this program.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, they love our waffles. We supply them with the waffles.
Nice.
We go to several farmers markets in the Hudson Valley.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you know what? We'll talk about the food, and you brought some beautiful stuff here. We'll try a little bit here, and then we'll hit the phones. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 800-348-2551. Luke and Pika Rolls are here from Pika's Farm Table. We'll be back. It's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. Ray Graff here. It's Belgian cooking today with Luke and Pika Rolls of Pika's Farm Table in Lake Katrine, New York. I got to tell you, the quiche is just spectacular. The crust is buttery and delicious, and it's light, and yet it's substantial. What's with that?
Four ingredients.
Four?
Yeah.
But what about Grandma's secret ingredient?
There is no Grandma's secret ingredient.
No.
It's four ingredients. It's flour, it's butter, it's ice water, and a little bit of salt. That's it.
I got to tell you, the consistency of this is, it's light but substantial. It seems to be magic, some kind of alchemy involved here. It's beautiful work. Our number here is 800-348-2551. And then the beautiful presentation, some sort of vegetable with a little
Belgian
dipping.
Belgian endive.
Very delicious. And I had a bite of that too. And what's in the middle?
Tapenade, olive tapenade. It's Kalamata olives, capers, mustard, a little bit of Herbe de Provence, all ground up, and a little bit of olive oil.
It's a very easy appetizer. You know, definitely the spring and summer, you want easy entertainment, and you want to be with your guests instead of in the kitchen. So it's all easy food.
Well, but the preparation is the tricky part, I think, for this.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful preparation. Mm-hmm. The number here is 800-348-2551. We'll jump on the phones here, gang, in a moment. This email came in from Gina. What's the secret to Belgian French fries? My favorite in the world. Type of potato, oil type, frying method, dipping sauces. That's from Gina.
Well, there is, Gina, there is definitely the potato is involved. with Belgian fries, because I can't find the right potato here.
What do you mean? There are a lot of potatoes here.
Yes, I know, and I compromise when I make Belgian fries. They don't come out the way they come out in Belgium, and I blame the potato.
Really? That is really fascinating. What you can't find a potato that is analogous to the potatoes across the pond.
Correct.
There is definitely a difference. And,
I think the variety we use is called Binches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Binches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Binches.
All right. Well, assuming the potato is close, then what happens?
bake them. So you dice the potatoes or cut the potatoes in to fries. Then you wash them in cold water to get rid of some of the starch. Then you put your deep fryer halfway up, meaning something like 130, 140, 150 yeah. degrees, something like that. And very slowly you bake the potatoes for the first time. That takes about 10, 12 minutes.
You bake them before you fry them.
Well, no. You put them in the deep fryer with 140 degree oil.
Gotcha.
And you put them in there. And one of the most important things is movement. Go up and down with that basket.
Oh,
shake
boy.
It back and forth. I don't know why, but that's what.
That's a good recipe for a grease fire, isn't it?
That's why my mom, what my mom used to do. And you keep it moving. You keep movement there, probably because the oil has to get through the mass of rice that you put in.
Huh.
Then you take it out after about 10, 12 minutes. The potato is soft now and doesn't have any color. And it's very important to let it completely cool down to room temperature.
Okay.
That takes about 2 to 3 hours to cool down.
All right.
Then you crank up the deep fryer to the maximum temperature. And again, keep movement on the basket. You deep fry for 3 or 4 minutes and you serve them.
Now, Gina wants to know what oil type.
I use canola oil.
Okay.
In Belgium, though, but you cannot find the product here. We use Osowit. And it's, what's the translation, Osowit? It's the fat of an ox.
Really?
Yes, really. That you use to deep fry the fries.
Well, you know, back in the day, one of the large hamburger chains would use beef fat for the fries.
Okay.
And they were a lot better back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now the vegetable, not so good. I mean, they're all right.
They're all right. I use canola oil here, and they come out pretty good. What I do, whenever I tell my friends here in the U.S. that I'm going to make Belgian fries with mussels. I have a full table.
I bet you do. Gina also wants to know about dipping sauces.
What do we do with dipping sauces?
Oh, with the French fries, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, mayo. Oh, that's perfect
okay.
there.
Yeah,
yes,
I agree.
Absolutely. Mayo is perfect.
All right.
And salt.
Salt and mayo.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't go wrong.
And tartare sauce.
Yes.
Tartar sauce. But most of the time, it's just mayo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My kids like that too, mm-hmm. the fries and mayo. Mm-hmm. Can we call them freedom fries?
Why should you?
No, it goes back to a president a long time ago. Let's take a couple calls. 800-348-2551. We go to Rick in Albany. Rick, you're on.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Pika and Luke. This is Rick Orlando saying
hey.
Hello.
Oh, hello,
hi,
Rick.
Hi.
I was just running out to run errand. I hear this woman talking about her quiche. I'm like, oh, that's got to be Pika.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I just wanted to give you guys kudos. We've been using your waffles now since forever, mm-hmm. and they're one of our best sellers for brunch. And people always ask, where do we get these waffles? How do we make these waffles? I never tell them the secret. I say, find you at the farmer's market. But they are a different thing. They're not airy. They're dense. They're rich. They've got this crystallized sugar in them. They're absolutely out of this world. But what I wanted to comment on, first of all, number one, try Maine potatoes. Some of the Maine potatoes they're very similar to the ones in France.
All right.
Mm-hmm. They're a little different from the Idaho potatoes you get
around
here for your fries.
Thanks, Rick.
But I just came back from Europe. I was in Sicily for 15 days. And
nice. It's
so true. And if Americans ever took the time to not just go on a vacation, but to spend some time in Europe, they would find that people only eat local food.
Mm-hmm.
And they only eat mm-hmm. what's available. You don't look for asparagus in November, and you don't look for a ripe tomato in January. So that's such a big part of the European mindset. Mm-hmm. And Americans are catching on with the farmers market thing, but we still have a long way to go. So I just wanted to thank you for mentioning that, because I think it's something that people really need to understand, how important food is to Europeans. Mm-hmm. Much more important than it is here. And it's a delight.
Don't you put down the United States of America, young man. I won't stand
yeah,
for that.
Sure.
Hey, Rick, it's been a heck of a good time following your vacation or your trip on social media. Great pictures,
yes.
Man.
It was a lot of work. But I tell you, all those meals, all that wine, boy, I was working overtime. But anyway,
right.
Keep up the good work. Congratulations. And
all right, brother.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much.
Next time you're flying, call me.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.
Bye-bye.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. That was, of course, Rick Orlando. We're joined today by Luke on Pica Rolls of Pica's Farm Table in Lake Katrine, New York. And while Rick was talking about the waffles, you handed me one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just your standard waffle? This is fantastic.
Yes, well, this is actually the Liège waffle.
At the farmer's market in Troy, whenever people ask for, a plain waffle,
yes,
please, I go like, there's nothing plain about our
heck
waffles.
No. This is beautiful. So how long does it take you to prepare this before you...
It takes a while because it's a yeast-raised waffle, and yeast has kind of a temper, meaning it reacts differently with moisture in the air,
sure,
temperature in the air, and so on and so on. And this waffle has, or the dough, it's not a batter, it's a dough.
Mm-hmm.
And that dough, by the time we're ready to bake it, has risen three times. The first rise is a warm one. The second rise is a cold one that lasts 48 hours. And the third rise is, again, a warm one. This develops the flavor of the yeast completely. And then what we do is, right before we bake, we dip that ball of dough into pearl sugar. And pearl sugar is a highly compacted sugar made from sugar beets. And we dip it in and we fold the sugar completely into the dough. And then it goes in the waffle iron. Now, what happens in the waffle iron is you lock that ball of dough up.
Yeah.
And the moisture cannot escape.
Mm.
So the moisture becomes steam, start shaving away on those chunks of sugar.
Yeah.
And when that sweet steam comes out of the dough and hits the iron, it immediately caramelizes and puts a glaze of caramelized sugar on the outside of your waffle.
And you can see it. I mean, yeah. I guess I could hold it up for the camera if you're watching at home. There you go. It's
you can
beautiful.
You can see it and you can also taste it.
We also have a special version of this made for Brewery Ammergang.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Oh, this so would go good with a beer.
They're three philosophers. They're three philosophers' beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of our Poolish. And so, yeah.
Beautiful.
So the secret ingredient I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Which I won't tell you.
All right.
Yeah, but it's seltzer.
well, that was
so
easy.
The secret ingredient, yeah, we replace it in the Ammergang waffle with their Three Philosophers beer.
Oh.
And then follow the same. And you get a more tart, but still sweet, but a little bit more tart waffle.
Now, Pica's Farm Table... How many employees? I mean, this, you make a lot of food and you serve a lot of customers. How do you do this by yourselves?
We have six people.
Yeah.
We are very small but very efficient kitchen, I always say.
Yeah, and we're on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Pica is on the mm-hmm. production floor. I'm on the production floor every day. We do it as a team. It's fabulous for us to finally realize that, right now we're sitting here, but the kitchen is still working and
that's
operating.
Good. Yes.
And,
that's a nice feeling.
That's
yes.
good to know.
Get out of the building once in a while. I'd like to try that myself, come to think of it. You know, are you in a place now where you're in a good place where you don't want to get any bigger? You have realized your dreams and you're humming along on all cylinders?
That's a difficult question.
It is a difficult question,
yes.
Because one of the biggest challenges with every step, every step forward we take, one of the biggest challenges is how do we keep grandma's quality grandma's food in this kitchen? How
yes,
do we
how
get
keep
it out?
It consistent, because yes.
We automated stuff. For instance, one of our customers is Fresh Direct. They order the quiches. Fresh Direct has 260 trucks making home deliveries in New York City. So that's a lot of quiche.
Mm.
You get a 2,000 quiche order. It has to come out the way like you would make one quiche
right.
First. Second, we used to bake it for over the last 6 years. We baked it in a regular restaurant oven, 15 quiches at a time.
Right.
Yeah, baking time of an hour, 15 quiches, and you have to produce 2,000.
Yeah.
So it keeps
right.
you busy for
yeah.
a while. There were many, many nights that Pika went home to take care of the kids, and I just kept baking. Now we have a big oven. We bake 200 quiches at a time.
Wow.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frees up a lot of manpower, frees up a lot of our time. But before I bought the oven, I was like, nope, we first have to test it out because they have to come out exactly the way we intended.
Did that
them.
Take some work?
We had to look around a little bit, but we found the right solution, and it's working out great.
Luke and Pika Rolls are here from Pika's Farm Table in Lake Katrine, New York. It's a Food Friday. We discuss Belgian food today at 800-348-2551, and Matthew in Albany. Matthew, you've been waiting a while. Go ahead.
I would like to know where we can find boudin.
Find what?
Oh, boudin.
Ooh, sausage?
Saucisse boudin.
Yeah, sausage, yes.
Burling. I don't know.
You mean here in the northeast?
Oui, madame.
Vous êtes belge? Français?
Non, je suis français.
Okay.
what I do, but it's a substitute, is I take... a chicken sausage, and I use it as boudin, but it is
a substitute.
It's yeah. a Band-Aid, yeah. yeah? so I can't really help you there.
All right. Well,
sorry.
Thank you. Thanks, Matthew. The number here is 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday. We now go to Judy in Westfield. Judy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've been to Europe and to Belgium several times, and I just wanted to, my comment is the food is outstanding there. That's all I have to say.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Judy. And now we go over to Morgan in Williamstown. Morgan, you're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just it's been a pleasure listening to you all today. And in terms of the availability of suet or beef fat, I highly recommend reaching out to some of your fellow farmers market vendors, because mm-hmm. that is one of the products
True.
That we beef producers have a tough time selling.
Very interesting.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Oftentimes mm-hmm. you could help a beef producer by purchasing the suet, mm-hmm. and they would be helping you with your unbelievable Belgian fries.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous suggestion.
Yes.
Thank you.
And similarly, I know I work with a lot of produce farmers as well. And if you need a certain variety of potato grown, there you would have more farmers raising their hands to grow those varieties than you can shake mm-hmm. a stick at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, Morgan, thanks a lot. We have to take a quick break here. Luke and Pika Rolls are here on Food Friday. Pika's Farm Table in Lake Katrine, New York is the place. We discuss Belgian food on today's edition. And, let's try some soup. We'll do that next. It's Vox Pop Food Friday. Ray Graff with you at 2:39 on your Friday afternoon. Luke and Pika Rolls are here from Pika's Farm Table in Lake Katrine, New York. We're learning about Belgian food today. And during the break, as brief as it was, I tried two different soups. And the green one is like nothing I have ever tried before. Explain.
It's a chervil soup. My mom used to make that every Sunday. Chervil is an herb like cilantro, in the family of cilantro and parsley. But it has a little anise minty flavor. Mm. It's very refreshing. It's used heavily in French cooking. And my mom used to serve these soups with tiny little veal meatballs floating in them. And still up till this day, I remember the fights between me and my siblings about first the number of meatballs, because we all had to have exactly the same amount, then the size of the meatballs, and it always ended up every Sunday the same way. My mom would give away her meatballs to keep the peace in the family.
You know, it is heartening to know that squabbles between kids know no geographical boundaries, and it happens today with my children. It sounds exactly like what goes on in my house.
Yeah, well, we had two brothers and one sister. I think you have more kids, right?
Oh, yeah. Try five fighting it out. You just get out of the way. And the orange soup is stellar.
That's our lobster bisque.
Oh, my gosh.
So on special occasions, like Easter Sunday, Christmas Day, the chervil soup would be replaced with lobster bisque. Mm-hmm. And no sherry in the lobster bisque.
Really? Yeah,
like they do here. I don't know where. Probably Rick can tell us where the sherry comes in lobster bisque.
So you don't like the sherry in the lobster bisque?
I think it's too overpowering. I like sherry, but in a lobster bisque, it's too overpowering. You forget the subtleties of the leeks that we put in there, the little bit of white wine that the leeks have simmered in. And I think it hides a lot.
What I love about both of these soups is the texture. Mm-hmm. They have a velvety feel on the tongue.
Yes, we puree most of our soups. And it's high-speed mixing, basically, that we do with either a Vitamix or with an emulsifier, right, Luke? Mm-hmm. You know more about mm-hmm. the machines. So the result is a very creamy soup without much cream.
Well, that's a good trick.
Exactly. Some of those soups are completely vegan, but still have a very creamy texture because of the high-speed mixing.
How many different items, in general, would you have available to a vendor from Pika's Farm Table? In other words, how many things would you prepare that you would send out?
We have
have probably a selection of 20 different soups, also depending upon the season.
20 soups,
yes.
Plus the waffles,
plus
the quiches.
We have waffles, we have like 6 or 7 kinds of quiches. But again, you know, in the winter we have a roasted pumpkin pesto quiche, which we don't carry over into the summer.
Yeah.
So we have some seasonal items too.
That's a lot.
Yes,
no, I think in total we have probably close to a little over 50 different SKUs.
For mm-hmm. 8 people. Oy, that's a lot of work. Well, I'm so glad you carved out an hour to be with us today. Luke at Pika Rolls are here from Pika's Farm Table in Lake Katrine, New York. Belgian cuisine on the program today. And let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. Philip in Rotterdam. Philip, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to add a little bit to the segment on the fries. I'm actually English. I've been over here mm-hmm. for about 15 years now. It took me a while to make the fries like we have back in the UK and on the continent. But I now started using either beef fat or mm-hmm. lard, but not the shelf-stable stuff, the proper actual fresh lard.
Yeah.
I soak mm-hmm. them, just like was mentioned in the bit there, and then I do the two-stage frying, mm-hmm. one at low temperature, mm-hmm. to cook them, and then put them back at high temperature to give them a nice crispy outside with a fluffy center.
Right.
The best potato I've found around here, that compares to what I can get back in England, is actually russet. It works very well. But you have to soak them for at least half an hour get rid of that starch to make the perfect fry.
No, do you disagree, Luke? Do you disagree with the choice of potato? Be honest.
Yes, yes, I do.
Why?
Because I don't get the same result as I would get in Belgium.
Okay.
So,
No, yeah, I agree. They're not like English English chips or fries.
Right.
But to my sort of taste, they're about as near as I can make it while I'm over here.
Yeah. As I said earlier, it's like a compromise.
Yes.
And absolutely. Once you move abroad, one of the problems with moving abroad is that when you're here in the U.S., you miss Belgium. And when you're in Belgium, you miss the U.S.
Yeah, well said. Philip, thanks for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Luke and Pika Rolls are here. And let's go now to Lee, Massachusetts. And Irene, you're on.
Hi. In response to your caller who asked where you could find boudin, the French sausage, in this area, it is abundantly available, I'm happy to report, in Great Barrington, Massachusetts.
I'll be darned.
Both the boudin noir and boudin blanc, the black and the white versions of the boudin, in a little shop on Route 7, just south of Route 23. The name of the store is Bizalion, B as in boy, I-Z-A-L-I-O-N. He's got tons of products imported from France.
Oh, there you
as
go.
As well as meats, duck confit, frozen baguette dough, so you can just pop it in the oven and bake your own baguette and croissant, and I recommend it highly.
Well, thank you.
Thank
Irene.
You. Thank you. Yes.
Thanks for the call. Our number here on Food Friday is 800-348-2551. You see, we cover seven states and up to Canada, and you'll be amazed.
And even Alan can bring the boudins in. Because he lives in Great Barrington.
Do you think Alan would do that? I find it very hard to believe that he'd be traveling with sausages in the car. But you never know. Pauline in Washington, Massachusetts. Pauline, you're on.
Hi. I'm Dutch and lived in Belgium for many years. I apologize for my voice. But I was curious, do you then sell your gaufre to people directly? Because the only place I've ever tried gaufre in the States is the Pain Quotidien restaurant, and it's just yuck. Do you actually send, or can we buy gaufre from you directly?
Absolutely.
Yes, you can. We ship to restaurants, but we also ship to regular people.
Yeah, so we have a website. The website is www.pikasfarmtable.com. PikaSfarmTable.com.
Better spell Pika for those who...
P-I-K-A.
Okay.
S-F-A-R-M and then table.com. All one word.
Gotcha.
And yes, you can definitely order online, or you can shoot us an email. All the information is on the website.
Okay. PikaSfarmTable.com.
I think Washington, Massachusetts. I don't know how far that is from Troy.
Oh, no
idea.
We are
every Saturday in Troy. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, I'm a little leery here. I got to be honest with
Brussels sprouts.
I thought they were Brussels sprouts. Now, I got to
so
be
delicious.
Honest. I've had some bad experiences with Brussels sprouts. There are some family members who have made it. I'm not saying if they're alive or if they're dead or if they're around here, but in case they're listening, I don't like them.
Oh, well, you will have to try ours.
All right. You talk for a minute. Say something nice while I'm chewing here.
Okay. So after the Brussels sprouts, you have to try the chocolate waffles because you tried the regular waffle, but not the one that was covered with chocolate.
Okay, now, these do not taste and do not have the consistency of golf balls. So tell us what you did with these Brussels sprouts.
Well, first, we slice them up, and then we cover them with olive oil, pepper, and salt, or coat them with olive oil, pepper, and salt. Then they go on sheet pans in the oven to be roasted for about 15 minutes so that there is some browning, 400-degree oven. There is some browning going on, not too much. And then when they're cooled down, we mix them with a light vinaigrette made of olive oil and red wine vinegar.
There's no butter in this?
It has
a buttery...
No, it's olive oil. There is no butter involved in
this. All right, Luke and Pika, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm giving you some sort of a Food Friday prize because I actually like
this. You like
this.
Those?
This is,
oh, wait,
this is
good.
Delicious. I got to be honest with you. So you win. I mean,
so your mom will probably be happy that finally you learn at your age to eat Brussels sprouts.
I think probably she's up there and mocking me pretty good right now. So there you go. Our number here is 800-348-2551. This is a delicious preparation of Brussels sprouts.
Thank you. I
can't get over it. This is the highlight of my day. It's hard to believe. All right, now I see desserts over there. What do we got?
A chocolate-covered Belgian sugar waffle.
It's for the child in you.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have dark chocolate. We have white chocolate with dark sprinkles.
I would have a bite, but I'm afraid that all the other staff here would dismember me.
There's more.
Really?
More waffles.
All right, which would you recommend?
Take the zebra. That's for the people who hesitate.
This one?
Yes. Don't know what to decide. Because it's milk, dark, and white
chocolate.
All three kinds of chocolate on one waffle.
And what chocolate? Now, you know, Belgian chocolate. You guys are pretty
particular
about chocolate.
We use what they call in Belgium chocolat de couverture. And the most famous brand is Callebaut. That's what we buy here, and that's what we put on those waffles.
Oh, it's beautiful. So you have the, you know, I eat Brussels sprouts, and then I get this delicious thing here. What we'll do is, now we have somebody who's coming on the line here.
Okay.
And as soon as he is ready to go, we'll go to him and let him talk, and I'll try this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a website, and what goes on at the website? Can you can order right from there?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have soups, the whole line of soups is on the website. We have specific quiches, some side dishes like roasted sprouts. And the dips, we also have a nut-free basil pesto that we make.
Oh, really?
And so that is also available online, just like the tapenade.
You know, it's so interesting, though. You do a lot of business to restaurants and to farm, what do they call it?
Farmers markets.
Farmers markets. Mm-hmm. And yet you will also go direct. I mean, again,
yes.
I say, how do 8 people do all this? It's going to get too big at some point. What happens then? Luke.
We have
two children.
Oh, yeah?
So
are they old enough to work?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Well, the two children, we live in the middle of the Catskill Mountains, big Indian. And it's impossible when you go to a farmer's market to find a babysitter at 4 o'clock on a Saturday morning for your kids. So we took
the kids with us.
With us to the farmer's markets. And as a result... our boy tomorrow, Loic, will be running a farmer's market stand in Pakatak, and he's 17 years old.
So he's ready to take over at some point the empire.
Who knows?
Don't know.
Who knows?
Don't know about that.
All right, let's go back.
Not too much pressure.
This waffle is calling my name, so let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551. Elliot on the road. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say I've been to Belgium and France a bunch of times. I love the cuisine, but the one thing I think Americans don't realize much is the best beers in the world are Belgian beers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, are there recipes that you all have or suggest that incorporate Belgian beer?
I remember one.
Oh, yes. My mom used to make rabbit, which might be controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Rabbit with
beer
and a mustard sauce, and it was absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
We had that most Sundays.
What I do whenever we make a stew, a beef stew.
Mm-hmm. A dark beer.
You use a dark beer, and the beers I use is from brewery Ommegang in Cooperstown. Which very few people know this, but their five original beers that they started with, including Hennepin, are original century-old recipes from Belgium.
Huh.
So it's...
authentic enough for you.
Yes. And they do a very, very an excellent job.
All right.
In recreating it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks, Elliot. Do you drink a lot of beer then?
I love beer, yes, absolutely.
Good beer.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
This waffle is outrageously good, I got to say. So you melt the chocolate and then drizzle it on in sort of lines and then turn it.
Yeah.
I'll hold it up to the camera. If you're, again, if you're in your basement and you're shut in, here you go. Take a look. There it is. It's beautiful. All right, back to the phones, and we go to Dan in Red Hook. Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
I've been listening to the program for a while.
All right.
I have a question about the products. Do you carry anything that my wife has to be gluten-free? Do you have any items like that?
We do have gluten-free items, but we are not a dedicated gluten-free kitchen.
So in other words, if you have, if you are somewhat sensitive to it, you may get by, but
exactly.
If you have celiac, it
yes,
might not be the best plan.
Exactly. I don't want to make any claims here, but we do, for instance, we don't have gluten-free quiches, but we do have gluten-free appetizers, which are rice-based. And when we do a gluten-free run, it happens in the morning before everything else, so there is no contamination. However, I don't know how serious her condition
right.
is.
Also,
so we have to be careful.
She hasn't been diagnosed celiac, but she's very careful and
yes.
concerned about it.
Well, then I would say we have a whole selection of gluten-free soups. Most of our soups actually are gluten-free, except for two. So, yes, we can offer a lot there.
Our yes. soups are gluten-free because we never, ever use flour to thicken a
yes,
soup.
Yes, we do have some soups with pasta, though.
When we have... When
Does that
we,
include the lobster bisque? The
lobster bisque,
lobster bisque
is gluten-free.
And
yes.
it's really good, by yeah. the way. Dan, yeah. thanks for the call. 800-348-2551 in the waning moments here with Luke and Pika Rolls of Pika's Farm Table in Lake Katrine, New York. Martin in Kingston. Martin, you're on.
Yes. Hi, Luke and Pika. I think I saw you the other day at the Onteora High School. Great waffles there. I wanted
you
to address that in Belgium, you not just have mayo and maybe ketchup, but generally a lot of a variety of mm-hmm. great sauces mm-hmm. that you can dip your french fries in, mm-hmm. aioli, herbal aioli, etc.
Oh,
and
yes, aioli is
throw that out to your listeners because... You know, it's not just mayo, plain mayo. There's so many varieties if you go to Belgium.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have to tell you that ketchup is actually not something that we ever dip a fry in. That's not really done in Belgium. But like aioli is like a garlicky dipping sauce. It's absolutely
oh, yeah.
delicious. With French fries, we have tartare that is with...
Parsley, eggs, capers,
yes.
cornichons,
mm-hmm.
and hard-boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed, ground up.
Do you
yes.
use ketchup for anything? Dip your waffles in the ketchup
the
once in a while?
The kids do, but we don't.
Really?
Yes.
No, we don't.
Do you look down on this Americanization of your children?
No.
Mm.
Ah, aha, we didn't get a no. That would have been the politically correct thing to do. Good for you. Well, and what about this American craze with the fried chicken and the waffles? What do you think about that?
It is not something that you will find in the Belgian restaurant.
No, I believe
that.
Yeah.
And I don't do it. No, it's not.
But it is
we're
delicious.
Working,
it's delicious, but it's not typical.
We're working,
Belgian.
On the other hand, on two new varieties of our waffles. A crème brûlée waffle.
Ooh, very nice.
And a waffle with ganache topping.
Oh.
That's something, because it's the sweet line.
Well,
yeah,
you know, we'll have you back, okay? That sounds really good. You know, this was a lot of fun. You two, I bet you a couple of beers this show would be even funnier. We're out of time here, but thank you both for being here. Support comes from 20 Railroad Public House, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Seasonally inspired pub fare. Now offering traditional wood-fired Neapolitan pizza, catering menu in 20 hours, 20railroad.com. And Big Elm Brewing, tap room open Thursday through Sunday, noon to 7 p.m., crafting ales and lagers in Sheffield, Massachusetts since 2012, bigelmbeer.com. At Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine and spirits retailer for over 40 years, providing products from classics to new labels, spirithaus.com. Well, once again, thank you to Luke and Pika Rolls of Pika's Farm Table in Lake Katrine, New York. You'll find the link and some recipes at our website, and that's at wamc.org/voxpop. You'll see the Food Friday there. Thanks to our engineer today, filling in, Rob Chacon. Well done. Barb King took the calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Thanks for being with us all week long on Vox Pop. Remember, no medical Monday. We recognize Memorial Day. Vox Pop returns on Tuesday with a copyright forum. Have a great, safe weekend. Get a designated driver. You know the drill. Stand by now for the best of our knowledge.